The concept of the Wii is simple. Move the controller to play the games. Want to play tennis? Serve just like a pro. Feel like bowling? Twist the controller and roll a strike. Its unique motion excites people beside video game fans. It can help seniors stay active, maintain range of motion, and play sports given up years ago. Doris Meyer is 70.
It's good because you get up out of the chair and you move around.
Dr. Roland Lascari is medical director at a retirement community. He says he sees the benefits for seniors.
Now they can participate in their sports that they always participate in, but with a little less trauma to their bodies.
The Wii can also help those rehabilitating from injuries. Patients can make real-life movements in a safe environment and regain some motion. Occupational therapist Jennifer Smith says even patients with serious injuries can benefit.
I've seen spinal cord patients really regain the ability to move, gain movements that help them do everything from wash their face, brush their teeth, to get in and out of their chair, to, you know, start a car.
A doctor in Arizona has begun using the Wii to help train surgeons. Dr. Kenoff Cajal attaches a probe to the end of the controller and has his surgeons use it to practice the delicate movements of a real surgery.
Looking for precise, fine motor control movement.
But for those who use the device for fun, be careful. The Wii has its drawbacks. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Sean Mansour.
Swinging the controllers, hitting ceiling fans, hitting other people, cutting their hands up, all sorts of potentially devastating type of injuries.
Still, if played properly, it can be a lot of fun. Tony Budney, VOA News.